This is the Straight Truth Podcast, biblical answers to difficult questions from a Christian worldview.
Okay, another question, this time about financial things in the life of a believer versus an unbeliever. I've had several questions like that in this season. This question is, why does God allow unbelievers to prosper? Obviously, not every case, but in many cases. While believers struggle financially, this is actually addressed in the scriptures and, of course, in just general life where you look at and see the prosperity of the wicked. I mean, that's what David says in the Psalms often, the prosperity of the wicked ones around him who seek to destroy his life. And yet he kind of, you know, flounders. So how do you answer this question for those who might bring it up?
Yeah, it's a great question because it gets to how we really think and struggle with our thinking. You know, one of the things that the question brings to mind is, do we understand what true treasure is? So we tend to think of money as treasure, you know, riches, true riches. But in the New Testament, prospective pastors, for example, are taught, you know, to flee from the love of money and instead pursue what is true treasure. And so money is not true treasure. There are places in the scriptures where believers prayed for God not to give them too much, not to give them too little. So there's an understanding in that prayer. There's something more important than what I have in terms of material wealth. I think about the rich man and Lazarus, where the rich man is told as he's in hell, in agony, you had your good things. So he had, you know, quote unquote, good things in this life, but here he is having lost everything. Our Lord made the statement, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? So all of those statements, you know, taken together indicate that money is not true treasure. It seems to be, because in the temporal realm it certainly benefits people, but eternally it means nothing. You can have people who have a lot in this world and will not be in heaven. You have people who have a lot in this world and will be in heaven. So having money by itself doesn't represent true treasure. Psalm 73 is an example. Asaph struggling with the seeming prosperity of the wicked while righteous people suffer. And he makes the statement of that psalm until he came into the sanctuary of God, and then he beheld their end. And once again, looking to eternity, changed his perspective. And he saw that the wicked actually stand in a very slippery place. And in just one moment, they're gone. And when they're gone, they've lost everything. So one of the things we need to do with that question is remember that God gave us true riches when he gave us his son. And there's no more wealthy place to be in the world than to be a child of God. That represents true riches. Another reason the question might come up, and another thing for us to think about, is people often think this way: God, why don't you give me $1 million? Because I would use that for ministry, right? And two things wrapped up in that. One, as best you know yourself, you still don't know yourself perfectly. So if you don't have $1 million, there's a good reason you don't. And maybe you would face temptations you never imagined facing right now if God gave you those things. So God watches over us sometimes by what he doesn't give us. That's one way to think about that. Another thing is, we tend to think that way because we think God needs that money to do what he's going to do, right? I mean, look at all the good that can come from the use of that money, as though God's in somehow in a place of need. When he owns everything, he has no problem with resources. It's not that he needs to give you this money so that something can get done. God can get done what needs to be done, whether he gives it to you or not. So his work is going to be taken care of. He has already seen to that. What you have or don't have is a matter of God managing you, his child, in a way that's going to conform you to the image of Christ and do the most good for your life. And if I can remember that, then even in times of leanness, in times of struggling, in times where I wish my family was in a different position, I've got to rest in the knowledge that my Father in heaven loves me. He has no problem taking care of me. He knows what I can handle and what I can't handle. And he's actually going to glorify himself most and produce the most good in my life by what he has chosen to assign me in this moment. And if I can believe that, then I can be content in whatever circumstances I find myself in. And we need to learn that, how to be content with a lot. The Apostle Paul writes about this, how to be content with abundance and how to be content with what seems like, you know, lack. Mm. I have to learn both those things. And it's something you have to learn.
Interpret this statement for me. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and thieves do not break in and steal.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you know, you ask the question.
I'm
not
sure
the
how you respond. Yeah. So don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth, obviously, the opposite thing.
Right. It gets to what we're aiming at with our lives, even what we're aiming at with our money. Where am I wanting to make deposits? And the deposits I want to make will be in a vault that can't be accessed for the purpose of theft. And that's in heaven. I want to invest in eternity so that even what I have in material wealth on this earth, I want to invest it in a way that has eternity in view. How can I make use of the money God's given me in a way that glorifies Him and advances ministry? I want to invest in ministry. And a part of that is taking care of your family. I mean, we have responsibilities assigned to us by God for the caring of our families. So I'm not saying you take everything you have and look for ways to distribute it to ministry. But I am saying that if my heart is set on eternity, if I understand what is temporal and what is forever, then I want to take even temporal riches and invest them for eternal causes. But this gets to everything. You know, how do I manage relationships? I watch, you do too, Josh. You watch dads who love sports miss Sunday services to make sure their son is playing in some sort of select, you know, baseball league, for example. Mm-hmm. Is that storing up treasure in heaven? I mean, what are you teaching your son about what's most important in life? So this gets beyond money. This gets into everything, you know. Mm-hmm. I've got so much time with my children in a lifetime. How do I want to influence them? Where do I want to focus their attention? What does my instruction prepare them for? Am I preparing them for eternity? And in a way that helps them to live for God now, in this temporal realm, but with eternity in view. All those things come into play when we think about storing up treasures for ourselves in heaven, not on earth.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener-supported, so if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.